Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Joining us right now, you will hear him on Pitt pregame coverage on The Fan Saturday afternoon around 12:30. Or is it 11:30?
No, it's 12:30.
12:30. Bob Pompiani, you know that voice. You've also heard him singing songs dedicated to Malzi on the station this week. What is that?
Yeah,
all
that's
about,
not going to be. That's not going to win your total request Thursday. I can tell you that.
Bob, do you remember the old story where, like, Dick Cheney, the former vice president, of course, went hunting with his buddies, and the one guy ended up with a face full of buckshot?
Yes.
Can you, the next time Starkey drags you out to the golf course, I'm not asking you to hit him in the face with a golf ball, but just maybe could you, like, practice chipping on a tee box if it's crowded, and maybe just kind of put one into his calf so he just knows you're there? Could you do that for me?
I'll do that for you, sure. I may do it for myself.
Just a little wedge chip shot. Nothing crazy. Just something to let you know and just say, hey, Joe, maybe stop the singing.
I don't think that'll ever stop. I think he's just who he is. He's pretty good about rhyming some of the lyrics, too.
You know what? I actually have a segue, believe it or not, from That's Just Who He Is. I'm just thinking, there's so much going on here, so I'll get to it quickly. I'm just thinking about watching a 6-0 loss last night and just thinking to myself, that's just who the Penguins are now. It feels very grim with 81 of these left, Bob. That feels, saying that there are 81 games left for the Penguins feels like a threat and not a calming statement.
Yeah, and that was just disappointing and embarrassing, actually, for the first game of the year against the Rangers and what they ended up doing. There was not a lot of pushback. Early on, they got some chances. Shesterkin stopped them, and Jari couldn't do the same for the Penguins. Next thing you know, they're down big, and, power play. It's the same problems, guys. It's just shorthanded goal. They actually could have had two. There was another one earlier in that game, and Kreider got the second one. But, you know, I guess it's good or bad how you look at this. They got a game tonight, so maybe they can just quickly get back and turn in a good game, although Detroit and a lot of these teams in the Eastern Conference are all pretty good skating teams.
And, Bob, you did guarantee the Penguins would make the playoffs Monday night on the sports call, if I recall. So they got.
I did. I don't know if I used the word guaranteed. I said, if you ask me, I thought their power play would be much better. So after one game, it's only one, but that didn't make me look very good there.
And you seem to be the last guy who wants to bail on Tristan Jarry, Bob. Are you ready to do that yet, finally? Or are you still going to be steadfast?
I'm heading in that direction, although. You know, it's funny about him. He made some really, really good saves last night, but the ones that you want to make or need to make, especially early in the games, he just does not make.
Yep.
And I think that was the flow of the game, because Shesterkin did make those saves. And then next thing you know, it's a deficit.
One game in, did you do the ice cream sundae with, like, the 25 cherries?
Maraschino cherries.
Yeah. No.
To my displeasure, they've done away with maraschino cherries, and it's more like a pirate press lounge now where it's all – ice cream bars. There is no soft serve. I love the soft serve, but there's
none. I do like a good ice cream bar, though. Like, if you give me an ice cream sandwich or whatever, I'll eat one of those.
You get the chocolate all over your fingers, and it's so hard to get it off.
You got to keep it in the wrapper. What are you, a child?
I don't roll the wrapper down the whole time.
You should eat it with a knife and fork.
I have the same problem as Pony. My hands look terrible when I'm done. Everything's stuck together. I just want soft serve, and I want maraschino cherries.
Bob, we heard Russell Wilson at the end of practice today. We also heard Tony Dungy talking about how great Wilson looked at practice last week. Right now, do you think it'll be Wilson or Fields against the Raiders on Sunday?
I still think it's going to be Fields. That's the way I would play it, just because I haven't seen enough of him make me think that he can't go out there against that team and be successful. You know, Russell Wilson's to the point now where it's going to be an interesting discussion week in and week out, and I think it will come down to what happens on the field that day. And if Justin plays well, because me personally, I just get the vibe that they want to see him consistently be good, because quite frankly, if you're going to invest in the future, he's the guy you'd want to invest in. Having said that, Russell Wilson was very good in the red zone last year. He didn't make mistakes. He made big hookups. They need that as well. And you know, but that's also tied together with play calling, conservative ways of thinking, and letting things happen a little bit more.
You know, I can't shake the notion, though, that it probably two plays or two things happen. If George Pickens doesn't fumble against Indy, and if the Steelers just find a way to fall on that ball on second and goal when the Cowboys go in for the winning score, if those two plays go the Steelers' way, I think we're talking about a 5-0 football team, and I feel like it's not even a question as to whether or not Russell Wilson will get back in the lineup. The answer is a flat no. So I would think, Bob, putting him in would be reacting to more of the results on the field and not whether or not Justin Fields warranted being benched.
Yes, those are good points, but I will also tell you that while those two games could have been wins, I thought they caught Kirk Cousins at a very good time. He was not sure of himself. The difference that I see now in Kirk Cousins after his last 509 yards, pretty big stuff there. So, and Bo Nix has gotten better. Their team has gotten better. So maybe he's just catching the teams at the right time. So, yeah, you can make that 5-0 possibility, but it can also go the other way, too.
Bob, one more for you here. George Pickens, he did not exactly sound apologetic today when it came to his effort and then what he wrote on his eye black Sunday. Jerry Dulac put in the Post-Gazette that the Steelers should consider trading Pickens if this nonsense continues. Are you getting closer to that?
Not yet. He's just too talented. I got to figure out a way. If I'm Mike Tomlin and Arthur Smith and everyone involved in that offense, I thought Tom Arthur was going to be a guy who can actually, do some things with him. And as a quarterback, wide receiver kind of guy, the quarterback coach also has an impact on, I think, how wide receivers fare. And, I'm not going to give up on him yet, Pony. I'm not. I'm more willing to wait and see what happens. I think there's too much talent to extract there. He's got to get his head on right, and if he does, and they also need to help him. That's the other part of this. You know, you can talk about him all you want, but if somebody doesn't come in here and help him out at the other side of that wide receiving spot, then you may have the same kind of problem all year. Who knows? But I'm not giving up on him, not yet.
At what point in his career, though, now we're well into year, or almost halfway into year three in the NFL, are we allowed to expect a little bit more maturity in handling whatever adversity might be coming his way? Like, at what point should be handling this better by now?
But no, I get that, and you're right. But I also, I'm not going to give up on the talent quite yet, because talent still wins out for me. If he's one of those guys who can, you know, if he does all this stuff and he puts up 150 yards a game on 9 catches and 2 touchdowns, but so far we haven't seen any touchdowns. So to me, that's more alarming than the attitude. The attitude is probably the result of all of this frustration and lack of success. So they've got to do things to get him more involved, scheme him open a little bit more. He's going to, of course, run harder than he's been running, and that's a problem that should be, you know, basically tackled head on, and it shouldn't be tolerated. So, but I'm gonna defer to the talent for now and see what happens.
Bob, Donnie Football is headed to Vegas for Steelers and Raiders on Sunday. It'll be his first trip to Vegas. Donnie was soliciting recommendations and advice on what to do while he's out there on Twitter. What's your two cents on the matter?
Well, first of all, Donnie's not going to do this, because I would go to Shadow Creek and play golf first.
That's a cool 1,000 or 1,100 around, I think, Bob.
He's Donnie Football. Are you kidding me? They pay him a lot of money. He's lost a lot of weight.
I'd hold it back on that, Pomp. Money don't grow on trees in this family.
Come on, Donnie. You got to do that. Do you play golf anyway? I didn't even know that. Do you?
I've gone like twice for real. I can't be doing that.
All right,
that.
Well. I mean, there's so many places to go out there. I mean, I don't know. Are you a gambler? I would not encourage that, by the way, other than what you do on your phone, just here and there getting involved. But you can get sucked into all this stuff out here pretty quickly. But they've got some great steakhouses. They've got some great food is my thing. If I come to a place like that, food first.
Now we're talking. So
how about some how about some quick recommendations
here? He doesn't
here?
Have any. I don't think.
No, I mean, I stay most of the time when we go, we stay at the Bellagio in the Wynn. Oh. Those are good places, and they have some pretty good restaurants. I mean, you get all these, you know, the Emeril Lagasse and
Here's something Donnie needs to know, I think, right, Pomp? Tell me if I'm wrong. I haven't been to Vegas in several years, but I feel like if he and his buddies actually want to go to a pretty nice steakhouse, you got to have some nicer clothes. Like, you can't just walk in there looking like you're a bunch of, you know, yinzers,
hobos.
Basically. Yeah, you got to have a nice pair of slacks,
you
might say,
I
and a jacket.
So. I think, but I haven't seen that recently. Maybe the dress code is relaxed a little bit, but I tend to think they take that stuff pretty seriously. So I have a good place for you. It's called Heinz Healy. Let me take you down there, Donnie, wow. And we'll get some good stuff for you.
Man. Bob, thank you. That was very generous of you. We'll talk again next week.
All right, guys. Have a nice trip.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.